Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
We're going to run this or what?
I'm just going to keep
doing it. Do we want to recap real quick?
Does anyone need any recap stuff?
I think since it's been a while for us.
It's been a while.
Thank you. And at this point, it's been a while for the listener base as well. So maybe just doing a brief.
So you want an in-episode?
Yeah. I mean, why not, right?
Okay. So do you want anything more in-depth than what I usually do in-episode?
Of like, well, I guess go with what feels right.
Let's just rerun the entire scenario. Okay. You know, shot for shot.
This is like, did anyone act does the have the homework and listen to the last 20 minutes of the last episode?
No.
What do you think?
I never do.
I mean, the last hour and a half of both episodes was us fighting.
Yes, that's why it's just the last 20 minutes.
And it was like falling off.
Oh. I did nothing that whole episode, so.
So you're good.
Yeah. I mean, we were getting
and
ready.
And Ack does have the attention span of a goldfish, so after that 5 minutes, there is a good chance Ack has forgotten what he was supposed to do.
Right. Yeah, Gregor got brought back.
Yep.
Yep.
I killed, well, not necessarily, but
you deleted
killed.
Shit ton of vampires.
Yep, smoked them.
That's the thing. Wasn't so. Weren't we gonna try to go find where his coffin was and finish this bitch?
We're thinking about it.
Yeah,
I would.
We gotta see what happens with Ash.
Because otherwise, he's just gonna come back and then he's gonna have like want revenge or something.
I don't
wanna
do this again, bro.
Right.
Gonna have to run it back. He won't underestimate us anymore.
End it once and for all, dude.
All right.
He'll bring more of his suit cronies.
Yeah. You're assholes.
Okay.
All right. We're bringing it in.
You're bringing it in.
Oh.
You're bringing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're bringing it in.
Am I about to tell everybody that we're about to come on live? It's and then it's 7.5 squirt.
No, you're actually not going to do that.
Well, shit. It's too late.
Nah,
weird. It's actually 104.6.
No.
I hate switch stations.
Just switch it. We're going to AM, gentlemen.
Welcome back to You Drop Dice, your net's favorite D&D podcast.
At 83.1.
Yes, we did
we
have
lost
a few
broadcasting
issues.
Rights.
Yeah, we had to switch around a little bit, but you found us. That's what matters. Preemptively, thank you to our sponsors. We got FanRoll and VB Health.
All day, every day.
Woo.
More on them after the episode. Picking up where we left off, the party and the backup squad is in Sylvania, in the Von Karstein
Castle.
It's
a shithole.
Yep.
Having just defeated, with a little asterisk, Manfred Von Karstein, most of the group is gathered in the throne room. Notably missing, we've got Jurgen, who was summoned away by a peacock in glasses.
Yeah, for sure, dog.
And Ack, who is currently running through the castle on a mission from God.
Me.
No, well, on a mission from someone.
Yes. Gregor has died and come back. Was a little bit hit or miss there, but he's back.
All hit, no miss.
Definitely not possessed by anything.
Definitely a lot of misses.
A couple.
The trauma.
I think we broke Zach.
Anyway.
Going through it.
Are you okay over there?
Define okay. You know what I mean?
We're not getting into this. This is a
Keep it moving. Okay, so Ack, we are picking up with you. You have just left. We're going back in time about 2.5 minutes.
I was going to say, that whole fight, even though it took several hours of recording in real time, it was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So Ack, all of your friends are entering this throne room. There's like ominous Latin chanting. You have no idea where it's coming from. And you are leaving. You're running down a hallway.
I'm booking it full speed. I'm assuming like the first like three doors I pass are probably not going to be the treasure room unless they are like large ornate doors. Like
okay. So you are me. And you.
Oh, she's got maps.
I
mapped up
so many maps. So you are right here by these two black dots.
Okay.
So you have a long hallway. You know that this leads to the main entrance. You've got various staircases and side passages.
I believe I had gone to the left originally when I had first departed.
Okay, so you went.
I'd booked off and gone. Is the stairs up or down?
These stairs up here?
Yeah.
Those stairs, I believe, go up. But let me double check because this is a little bit convoluted maps.
Awesome.
Yep. Here's my second floor.
One more.
That for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, they are upstairs.
Okay. Oh, I have shit, I don't know. Cause I know the people I'm supposed to save are probably down, but I don't know if treasure is also down. I don't have any. Are there any windows nearby?
There are a couple windows you could look out of, little like air slit windows.
Are they open? Are they open?
No.
Can they be opened?
They are all sealed shut.
Are they glass?
Yes.
Can I punch through one?
Yeah, I'd say you can climb up on the wall and get your little mitt and just like punch it.
All right. Are there any visible birds or small animals?
I'm gonna need you to roll me a dexterity check for breaking this window.
Okay.
Too bad he's not good at those.
Just straight dexterity?
Straight dexterity.
Interesting.
That's a 21.
21. Okay. You do not cut your hand.
Cool.
Tied.
Give me a nature check to try to find a bird.
Or any small animal.
This is a very dead landscape.
Bats will work too. That's a 9.
A 9. You don't. Shit. No small critters running around.
Not even one.
Crazy. No, like even no, like mice in the hallways.
It's crazy. He's dead as fucking here.
Let me reassess then. necklace of truth. We're gonna go up. We're gonna go up first.
Up first. Okay.
Yeah.
So you are coming out in this little like top of the stairway. It looks like you can either keep going up or there's a little spiral staircase. Oh, no, there's not a spiral staircase. My bad. You can just keep going up.
I guess I will. No. Nope.
Gasp.
I should have labeled these better.
It is an ever-shifting landscape.
Well,
where once there was not a spiral staircase, there now is.
Holy fuck.
Well, there is a spiral staircase, but he can't access it because it doesn't let off on this floor.
There's just two bros playing Fortnite in the distance.
Yep.
Okay. Basement. Sub-basement. This connects like that. First floor. Stairs. Those stairs don't connect. That stairs goes here. Where's the third floor? Here's the third floor.
I believe in you.
I mean, okay. I get it. Keeping track of maps can be a real bitch.
That's a lot.
Well, especially there's the sub basement is bigger than the others, so it you got to layer it.
It's okay. We have this paper sorting ASMR content we got going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Premium content.
So you are now up, and you.
Where would treasure be?
Well, where would Ak hide his?
That's
treasure?
Up
underground.
Okay. Yeah. So you can keep going up. Or you can get off on the second floor.
We need a detect treasure spell.
What I need is to find a small animal. Like a rat or something.
Yeah, yo, where the gold at?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was what I was looking for.
From here there's a
keep running looking.
There's a little like side passage on one side and there's a doorway on the other side, or it looks like you can keep going up the stairs.
Oh, shit. Can I stop for a second and can I smell food anyway?
Give me a perception check.
Okay. Because food usually means small animals, and a small animal might be able to help me. I'm good at perception. That's not great, but will a 17 do?
17. You do smell food. If you go through that door and down the hallway, it seems like that there is food there. Otherwise, you smell food coming from down below more than anything.
Okay, I'm gonna run towards. I should have time. I'm gonna run towards that first food you mentioned.
Okay, so you're gonna come out of the door. You are now in a hallway.
Okay.
In that hallway, you see all of these weird glass containers. It's kind of like greenly lit, like little terrariums everywhere.
Okay.
As you continue down the hallway, you start to hear a slumping, sloshing sound behind you. And you realize some of the terrariums are broken.
Okay, I'm gonna realize this probably isn't gonna work out the way I wanted it to, and I'm gonna backtrack, and I'm gonna get up on the ceiling.
So there's a door at the far end of the hallway, and there's doors on either side of the hallway as you're coming down.
Now, dog, these are the animals you're looking for. Terrariums.
Oh, are there animals in the terrariums?
Maybe.
Give me either nature or investigation.
I'm gonna go with investigation. It's 15.
15? There's a little cage of feeder mice, and then there's some of them have like little bugs in them, and you realize a lot of them have slimes and jellies in them.
Okay. I'm gonna keep an eye out for any slimes or jellies. Okay. I'm going to...
The sloshing sound behind you is getting louder.
Do I tell where the sloshing sound is coming from?
As you turn around and look back, you see a large green ooze-like shape starting to rear up behind you.
Okay, can I get up on the wall out of its reach by the feeder mice?
Sure.
Is the cage to the feeder mice, or the terrarium to the feeder mice broken?
No.
Can I turn to the feeder mice on the while I'm on the wall and be like, hey.
Are you here to feed us?
maybe. Are you busy?
We're just waiting for the inevitable release of death, so no, I guess.
Okay. Do you want to give me a hand with something? You ever been out around here? Like, were you like born in a cage, or like did you get caught?
There was the light, and then there was the death, and then there was the light, and then there was the death.
Okay, at any point between those, were you outside of this cage?
What's a cage?
Can I reach in?
You'd have to, like, take the lid off, but yeah.
Can I do so?
Okay. The hand.
That's my hand.
The hand. Who will be chosen?
I'm going to choose all of you. Could you do me a favor?
You hear just the sound. Like, half of the mice are pretty excited, and half of them are just, like, sobbing.
Yeah. So I'm going to grab, a handful of the ones that are excited.
Ha! We've been chosen. It is our time. Death is upon us.
No, not yet. Soon, though. You have to do something for me first.
Oh.
Many of you won't survive this. Probably most of you.
Oh.
So I need you guys to do... is help me find a room full of shiny stuff.
This room is shiny.
No, it's
not. Look at that. Look up there.
I'm going to...
Do you look where they...
I do.
As you're looking up there, you are going to... Something's going to happen.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh. Is it the sweet release of death?
It might be.
The mice can open
I don't know, dog. Wasn't that sweet? You know what
I'm Maybe not for you, dog.
I imagine this is what, like, Amber thinks at work, you know?
Oh, the mice.
Amber's that's mice. How they communicate with her.
No, my mice like me.
until they die.
I feel like Amber goes full, like, was it Tina from Bob's Burgers with the horse? Like, talk to me.
Ack... I'm gonna need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Woo! God, this dude just hit a light backflip right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, for real. And I can also use evasion. So a dexterity save. I backed out of the character. A dexterity saving throw that is an 18.
18. Okay. You are going to take...
Nothing, because I'm going to use evasion.
Oh!
No.
Did I fail?
From the ceiling falling down on you is this strange, oozy thing. Because I believe evasion is just for ranged attacks.
Yes. No, it's for anything that causes a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, okay, fine. You fully evade.
I never get to use that.
Okay.
Well, don't take this from me.
You have dark vision. I get it.
I've used it twice this whole campaign.
Okay. So you perfectly evade the gloopy green and black and a little bit of purple ooze that is falling from the ceiling.
Okay.
Keeping most of your handful of mice, one mouse falls into this acid.
No.
He's fine with it,
and
I'm sure.
And it's just surely dissolved.
Pray for
it. Okay, I...
And you hear a little, I've been chosen!
Okay.
I don't like this.
Terrifying.
So there was the big door at the end of the hallway, right? That yep. like terrariums were leading towards.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to is the ooze between me and them? Or is it behind me?
So it was like on the ceiling and dropped, and then you like backstepped, so it's between you and the wall. And
okay.
You can go either way.
So what I'm going to do is if I am within range of it, I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
And run towards the big door. In the process, I am going to throw two mice as darts.
Okay.
If you'll let me.
Sure.
Improvised weapon. All right.
I will say that will be bludgeoning damage instead of piercing because they are mice.
That's fine.
The morbidity.
Okay. That's wild. Okay, so the first one is only a 12.
12.
Oh, 13, because I have plus one.
As the mouse hits it, it bounces off of it.
Damn.
Right.
As if this was a non-Newtonian liquid.
Damn.
My God.
The second mice is a 28.
Bounces back even harder.
Damn.
As you hear just this little, like, snapping.
I was gonna say, I assume its skull got crushed or something.
No. Not a soul, it's
both,
not a spine.
Both mice are dead and slowly being dissolved.
Okay, that's fine. I threw them at a slime. I figured that would happen.
I hate
and they clearly want death. But in that process, I'm going to book
this
it.
For them.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna book it towards the door.
I'm a hero.
Roll me a D6 real quick.
A D6?
I need a hero.
Just a disclaimer.
That's a three.
Entirely fictional three. And no animals were hurt in the production of
speak
this.
Speak for yourself, dog. Done.
You are out of mice in your hand.
That's fine.
Reload.
I'm not particularly worried.
Fucking okay. Speed load.
You didn't want to go back and try to grab one?
No, I'm okay. Good. They weren't any help to me anyway.
Okay. So you're running to this door. Okay.
I was hoping they'd had been around or something.
I need my book real quick. One sec.
So that just happened.
Yeah, that was a fucking thing.
I was hoping that would be a little bit more helpful, but I got some mice that hadn't been around.
And then you launched them.
Mice, well, I choose you. Yeah!
It's that or I was going to... what else was I going to do with them?
They ain't from
the fact that they were so excited to die really kind of
exactly.
Fucked with me.
I said I picture those mice as like that meme from like the Marvels, like the event. They're like... With that one Marvel movie, the guy's just like on fire, like dun, 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 dun. And then
shame.
Okay, Ack. As you enter this room, you see an open marble dance floor, ringed by staircases that lead to a second floor balcony, or I guess in this case, third floor. A pair of banquet tables with plush seating is covered in a large layer of dust. You can hear the strums and slow raising thrum of a harp that you cannot see. The chords linger and resonate with you. Honestly, this is pretty great for you.
Yeah, this sounds like the opposite of what Ack would like.
Honestly, if you weren't on such an important mission from God, you'd really want to dance right now. And honestly, who cares about that mission? You really want to dance. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Just
okay.
It's gonna be okay.
Da, da, da. If I'll wait till I see if I fail this. That's a 4.
Okay.
Is this effect a charm?
It is a charm, yes.
I'm going to take an action and end that charm.
As you begin dancing. And you can take an action, but first you will begin dancing.
Okay.
So as you're dancing, you calm and you center yourself. And you're at peace with this beautiful music. And then you realize you're being controlled and forced to dance. And you don't really want to dance because you got a lot of stuff going on right now.
I got shit to do. Not now. Okay. I'll come back later.
Okay.
In that case, looking around, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of like treasure room or a big map that says you are here.
Nope. It's just a dance room that forces you to dance.
All right. Oh, I'm turning back around. Okay. Can I see the end of the hallway? And what is the lighting situation in here?
It is dimly lit with a creepy green light. You can see back to the staircase, and you can see the other two doors.
Okay. Are there slimes by the other two doors?
So far, it just seems to be the one that is currently making its way towards you.
You said so far. Can I do a quick glance around to see if there are any more slimes?
Sure.
What do you want me to roll?
I would say perception if you're not going into the room and actively looking.
Okay. Perception is going to be a 16.
16. You notice three broken terrariums.
Okay. Do any of these doors scream treasure room to me?
I mean, so every door in this place is pretty bougie.
Mm.
From this far away, you can't really tell if they're locked. So it's a little hard to tell. Like, what would Ack imagine the treasure room to look like? It doesn't say treasure room. The doors all kind of match. They've got similar, like, inlay and engraved. Like, they're all very bougie, but they're all, like, the same level of bougie. It's not maybe, like, a fully matched set, but they definitely are on, like, the same theme.
Okay. I'm at the door on the right.
On the right. Okay.
Good pick. Good pick. Good pick.
Cool. 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 Cool.
Is there a keyhole?
It's as you're like pushing it, like kind of swings open a little bit. It's not locked.
Is it full of treasure?
No, but you see another set of doors down at the far end. It's like it opens into like a long hallway.
Mm-hmm. I turn around. I could just walk over there, but I didn't. I popped over there and I opened that door as well.
Okay, you come to like this large, kind of like long. So it almost like make a T. It seems like there's a staircase on one side, and there's doors in front of you. All of the doors are they're kind of like patio doors, but they are all now opaque and slammed shut. And from them, you can faintly hear the sounds of your friends fighting.
Okay. Hmm.
My leg.
I'm sure they're doing fine.
Ingrid, no!
I'm sure they're doing fine. So, realizing this place is as confusing as I'm understanding it to be, Ack is going to return to his roots and assume that the best place for him to go is to retrace his steps and go underground.
Okay.
So I am going to not even bother getting jumped by anything and just back to the end of the hallway where I came from.
Okay.
Glance around to make sure I'm not about to step in any sort of slime.
Don't seem to be.
And I'm going to head back downstairs.
Okay.
And just keep going down.
You're back on the first floor.
And if there's another place for me to go downstairs, I'm basically running around at full speed looking for anywhere that will lead down.
Okay.
Or a rat.
Or a rat.
As you're doing this, you do notice
a rat?
You don't notice a rat. Fuck. Unfortunately. Again, yeah, not a lot of life here. But as you come down, you see that across from you, it looks like there's a spiral staircase that might be leading both up and down.
I'm going...
And then there's also, right across from it, there are two doors.
I'm going to run full speed, launch myself, drop kick the doors open, launch off the doors, and land on the spiral staircase.
As you kick the doors open, you hear behind you the sound of falling cards, pushed back chairs, and the hisses of several vampires. The doors you kicked open had some vampires playing cards behind them.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, as I backflip off the doors and land on the spiral staircase, I'm going to see them, turn invisible,
nice,
and slide down the handrail of the spiral staircase that I assume is there.
Super quick. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. We won't worry about that. Okay, so you're invisible and you're...
I'm sliding down the spiral staircase.
Slide. There isn't really a banister. It's
okay, well,
just
I'm,
stone stairs. I'm sorry.
Running sideways along the wall.
Okay.
Invisible. Cool. As fast as I can.
Okay, so you pop out.
Going down, specifically.
Yep. So the staircase...
Just dance, gonna be okay.
Okay, so I believe the staircase, you can go down one level or you can go down...
I'm going down as far as I can go.
As far as you can go. Okay.
Yep.
So
69 levels.
Underground seems like the correct spot where I should be.
I mean, totally fair.
I'm looking for a dragon mask. Dragons hoarded stuff underground, or at least the dragon I knew did.
Yeah. So. Okay. So you come out. It looks like there is this large, kind of like ornate carved opening.
Okay.
And then there are stairs leading up to the sides. So I'm sorry. Hallway. End of it, dark, kind of carved with runes.
Okay.
On either side across from each other, maybe like 20 feet from the end of the hallway, are a couple stairs leading up and then a door. And that's mirrored on both sides.
Okay. Do the runes above the curved door happen to spell out the word treasure?
They do not.
Damn it. Do they spell out anything in particular?
They do. Actually, let me...
Shiny stuff.
Oh. It's
ancient dwarfish. It's shiny stuff.
They're kind of worn, but it says contained within is what you can make out.
What the fuck?
Okay. I guess I will quickly yet casually approach the door.
Okay.
Is it open?
It is, yes.
Can I open it?
It's not really a doorway. It's just like a dark opening.
Ah, can I peer inside?
You can peer inside.
Cautiously.
But there is what we call a dopening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
It just looks like it leads down. And it's, I mean, I know you have dark vision, but it's down and angled, so you can't really see unless you go in.
Mm-hmm. Does it sound like there's vampires approaching from behind me?
Yes, actually there is the sound of footsteps behind me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And also right about now, all of the white scales on your back.
And I'm crying.
And you suddenly start sobbing. Actively sobbing. As like you, this icy patch on your back appears.
Oh, still invisible.
God.
Yep.
Invisible. Still invisible. Still crying.
Still crying.
You hear one of the vampires behind you. I hear something.
I'm gonna cast silence over myself.
And then just start
and
wailing.
A couple sobs. Let me use my key points to cast cone of silent sobbing.
Elite strat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I will continue down the spooky hallway on the ceiling.
Okay.
Once I take like 2 seconds to gather myself. And silently ask Ulrich for guidance on what the fuck is going on.
Help me.
Help me.
Unfortunately, you are very far underground in a very cursed land. You had like that one little bar that like makes you think you have signal, and then like as soon as you try to send your message, you get the like could not connect.
It'll go through eventually. He's got my back.
In like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's got my back.
As you come down, you enter this like large, deep subterranean cavern.
Okay.
There's a little mound in the middle.
Okay.
And as you're kind of looking around and stuff, you see it's kind of like this like mass of flesh on this little mound. Kind of, you hear like...
It's a mass of flesh?
Mass of flesh. And it starts sniffing.
I hate that.
And it's going to kind of like shift towards the direction you came in. And it's going to start yeeting some boulders.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
some,
God.
Some boulders?
Some boulders.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay.
Not even once.
How big is this mound of flesh?
It's a mound, dog.
It's, yeah, it's pretty big.
Like,
what do you mean?
I mean, compared to Ack, everything is big. Are we talking, is it like four? Is it like the size of a person?
It's bigger than a person. I would say it's a large creature.
Is it a mountain or a molehill?
Yeah.
It's
both technically
a large hill.
Mm-hmm. It's a large hill.
So that's as much description as you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't do dimensions.
You don't get dimensions. It's a large thing.
I am invisible, so it gets disadvantage.
True.
How many turkeys wide is it?
How many balls?
Live turkeys or like
how many axe?
Frozen turkeys?
How many axe wide?
I don't know how big axe.
How many uncooked
2 foot 2.
Hams?
That's such a wide... Ham can be so many sizes. It is large. Think like a troll size. It's not a troll, but if it was.
So okay. like 30 hams.
Sure. Okay. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I deflect missiles?
Is there a size of that? Because this is an actual boulder.
It says you can use your reaction boulder. To deflect or catch a missile when hit by a ranged weapon attack.
Hell yeah, dude.
It just says I can reduce the damage and spend one key point. Or I can spend one key point to make a
you can definitely
send it back.
Can reduce one d6, but it's 17 d6 damage.
Yeah, you can. No, you can try to do this. Yeah,
I can reduce one d10 plus 16. So yeah, go ahead, roll. It hits. So
yeah, okay.
However much damage.
Can you roll your? You said one d10 plus 16.
Yes, yeah, so it says the damage you take from the attack is reduced by 1d6. Or 1d10 plus 16.
Yes, what's your 1d10?
Let me find a d10. Is this a d10? Not a d10. Mm-hmm. This, I think, is a d10. Right?
Bro, you tell me, dog.
Yes. That is 6 plus 16, so 22.
You somehow, I don't know how, this little 2 foot 2 lizard that has a boulder that's about 6 times his size yeeted at him.
Leverage.
Is able to just like kind of like catch it just on his little finger that's not a nubbin.
I like to think it's more like I like.
It's called faith.
Use momentum to deflect it away from me.
A judo throw.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I judo throw it.
The power.
Actually,
of
technically, I'm going to spend powers. One key point and send it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I make a ranged attack.
We gotta curve the bullet.
Basically, but
through the gravitational power of Ack, you are slingshotting it around you and throwing it back.
It's key. Okay.
Physics could eat my ass.
Yeah. So that's a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Nice.
Through the power of
do
Lord,
you
something
provide the damage for that, or do I provide the
I
damage?
Assume you provide. It doesn't specifically say. I assume
okay,
it
I wasn't
uses,
sure if you it uses the same as the initial attack.
I assume it's the same. It's whatever the weapon is.
You hear it cry out in fury and pain as this boulder just smashes into the side of it. And it also takes 1 point of psychic damage at the sheer improbability of this.
My fucking wrist.
Especially because I was invisible. It didn't even know anything was actually there. Like, it smelled me, but...
Now it does.
Yeah, now it does. Is there anything else in this room, or is it just the weird mound thingy?
With your dark vision, you can see that, like, the room kind of, like... There's little, like, side, like, nubbins off of the room.
Okay.
That might have stuff in them. Just kind of looking around, there's a lot of rocks. Also, yeah, it looks like there's some dead bodies that are, like, really dead. That had some stuff on them.
As opposed to being, like, slightly dead.
Yes.
I'm like, they've been dead a while.
Okay.
Like, we're talking, like, almost fully decomposed bodies.
Like, there's bones?
There are bones.
I do like bones.
And you can't really see into the crevices to see if there's anything else in here.
Okay. I'm assuming it's my turn?
Yes. What would you like to do?
How far away is the nearest thingy? Cave thingy.
The nearest.
Little cubby that you were referring to.
About 45 feet to the side of it.
I'm there.
Okay.
Can I peek inside?
Yeah, you see. You know, I'm just going to show you the map because it doesn't really matter too much. You are now here in this little
guy. those are large. I was assuming small cubbies.
Decently large, yeah.
Is there anything inside of there?
There's a little lake. There are two more very crushed skeletons. And it looks like there's a handful of coins on the ground. And one broken dagger.
A handful of coins, a broken dagger, two bodies, and a lake?
A little lake puddle.
Oh, okay. That's
not a lake.
You said lake. I was very confused.
Little lake.
Those are very different things. Okay. Well, that doesn't have anything that I need. Where? How close is the next one?
From the entrance of this, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, about 35 feet.
Okay. I'm going to have to manually run over there.
How long does your silence last?
The silence lasts, up to 10 minutes with concentration.
And you were staying concentrated on it? Okay.
I have not broken
that. You hear the creature kind of like shifting and sniffing around, but it doesn't seem to be able to pinpoint where you're at.
Okay. What's in the other, the next, outcove?
That one has another dead body. This one seems to be a goblin, also very crushed. This one has a broken sword with it.
Oh. Okay. I mean, getting to guess that this is not where I need to be.
There is one more little alcove, but you...
How far away is it?
So you are currently...
Never trust an alcove.
Here? You would need to get up here.
Okay. Oh, and I only have...
And the creature is here.
I have 25 feet of movement left.
Mm-hmm.
Movement.
I am going to get up on the ceiling, or as high up on the wall as I can.
I mean, it's a cave. You can get up on the ceiling.
Okay. Well, however high 25 feet will get me.
Okay.
And that uses all my movement, so...
It can pinpoint you, so it's going to kind of, like, settle back down that, like, it took care of its problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the problem, it threw a rock and the rock came back.
And they're like, yeah, problem's great.
Like, yeah, man.
No issues. All right, cool. If it's not going to do anything, I guess I'll peek out that last alcove.
Must have been the wind.
I'd be pretty demotivated, too, if that happened to me.
I'd be like, you know what?
Okay. I'm gonna action turn invisible again and then check out the alcove.
I'm sure that's nothing.
Okay.
I'm gonna pop over there so I can keep my movement.
Okay. You pop over. This one, some kind of humanoid body. Very crushed.
Okay.
Run.
Broken bow.
Okay. No lake?
Actually, I apologize. I did miss. There is a lake. There's an actual lake in this at foot of the hill that the creature is on.
Damn, bro.
That's a large.
My bro got a lake in his basement?
I wonder how you define as a lake, Amber. I'm
the real estate on that.
Bro, it's at least like 50 hams.
It's about like...
Like a pond?
It's about like 12 feet across the short way. It makes a little like... crescent shape,
it's
and it's
about 100 boxes of spaghetti.
And it's about 45
that's not a lot of spaghetti.
Feet
that's
apart.
Not a lot
of
spaghetti. Okay,
about 27 cans of SpaghettiOs.
Okay,
stacked diagonally.
You don't know how deep it is.
Like emotionally, or
yeah.
Well, I suppose I'm assuming the vampires aren't going to come down here, and the big thing in the center doesn't seem to be bothering me anymore.
You don't think they just want to go for a swim?
Trying to go for a dip.
Can I approach the pool? Does it look like there's anything in there?
No,
it is very dark, murky water. You can't see the bottom.
Okay, well, I'm going to get out of here then. This doesn't seem like the place I want to be.
Imagine
okay.
He keeps all of his treasure at the bottom of a fucking...
That's what I was thinking. I was like, but like, why though?
You don't even know, bro.
Because no one would try. Yeah.
I mean, but then he can never get...
What's this thing guarding?
What if he has his own Kenny guarding his treasure? You know what I'm saying?
What if it's across the pond?
Fine. I will...
This is his internal monologue. Yeah.
Or your subconscious
speaking. I got FOMO'd into this.
FOMO'd it.
I'm going to stick my head under the water.
Okay. It's very murky. Your head is now wet.
Okay. Wow. I'm gonna slowly crawl along the floor underwater. Do I see the bottom as I approach or anything else?
I mean, you can kind of like... So if you're like crawling, like you can see about 6 inches.
Is there a rock on the ground?
You're in a cave, so yes, there are rocks. Just threw a rock. Yes, there are.
Small hand-sized rock for Ack.
How many chickens worth of rock would you like?
Like a quarter of a chicken?
Quarter of a chicken. Okay, you do find a quarter of a chicken-sized rock. Okay, one cool. Old school chicken breast, like from 10 years ago before they got like obnoxiously large.
Petrified chicken breast. Got it. Okay, so I am going to go slightly underwater.
Okay.
You can see
about 6 inches in front of you.
I'm going to cast light on the rock.
Okay.
And then sort of like toss it further out to see if I can see better down there.
So the rock that's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit. I believe you are no longer invisible then.
You
cast a spell.
Yeah, but I'm also underwater, so.
Yes, I'm just for moving Preppers. Forward.
Okay.
Yes. So your light, once it gets like.
Hold on, I can hear ghosts in my headphones. It just stopped, but I heard him.
I think you're full.
I heard him.
I think it's just you.
I'm haunted.
No, it's an actual thing because of radio signals.
Yeah.
Like radio waves can be picked up by equipment like this.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I will
continue to think it's just
bad. It was some guy doing the like car salesman voice.
It's probably like a radio ad.
Yeah, that's what I see.
It's Ben, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we switched to AM.
So as soon as it gets 2 feet in front of you, you can't see it anymore.
Yeah.
It's very murky.
Okay, I'm going to spend another action to go invisible again.
Okay.
Soaking wet.
And I'm going to go a little bit further.
It is one didgeridoo away, and you can't see it.
As you like put your little nubbiny hand out, you touch something goopy.
Oh, can I back away?
You can back away. Okay. But there's still like a little bit of gloop like stuck to your hand.
I'm gonna back out of here.
Is it gloop or goop? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like what,
I don't like either.
It's pretty gloopy. Cause it's like a little bit sticky.
Okay, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm getting out of here. I'm invisible again.
Are you getting the gloop off?
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting out and I'm shaking like a dog. Get all the water and the gloop off me.
Gotta get the gloop out of here.
I'm invisible again. I'm going back out the stairways that I came from. I'm still on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get to the top.
Yep.
Do I see vampires confusedly looking for me?
Yes.
Okay.
There are 4 of them.
I'm going to
jump on them.
No.
Check one thing real quick. Cause some vampires, I believe, can see through invisibility.
Tell them to stop doing that. I am going to cast Pass Without a Trace to make me more stealthy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I believe that would make you take away your invisibility though, because that is an action.
Sure, but it makes me even more stealthy than being invisible. Being invisible just gives me advantage on stealth checks, and this. So, can I roll a stealth check to be stealthy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I have advantage on that. Anyway, because of my elven cloak. Neither of those are good rolls. However, I am stealth.
I am Gooby.
No, I'm no longer Gooby. That's a 27.
27. Okay. You seem decently hidden. You're going to hear some sounds. Don't worry about it.
Can I also...
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I said don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Don't like that.
Can I also... Minor illusion, a sound going back up the spiral staircase.
Absolutely, you can.
Ooh. What's that sound?
Ooh. What sound are you making?
The pitter patter of my little peats.
Mm.
Okay. And what's your DC to detect that that's an illusion?
I don't know. I've never done this. 14.
You notice one of the vampires like kind of like starts to turn back, and another one shakes their head, and they turn to look.
Ain't no way.
One of them. Ooh, not that. Not that. Sorry, trying to pull up what he can do.
Nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Stop. No, I do not consent.
Stop. Collaborate.
You're like that Pepsi commercial. It's like, guys.
I'm Kendall Jenner handing up a can of Pepsi.
Yeah.
I pop over and just go, shh.
And then as he's like, you're right. Then you stab him in the
neck. One of the vampires is going to be, it's kind of creepy because he's looking at you. He's going to just kind of like gesture like, come on out. It's okay.
Damn, he sees you?
And I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Does he think you're a pet?
You're wise as fuck, dude. You're good.
That's nasty.
I am wise as fuck.
You're about to get that ass ate, though.
I know.
Bro, they're trying to suckle on you.
And not in the cool way.
Nope. That's an 11.
An 11. Okay.
Oh, no.
He's cast Dominate Person on you.
Is that a charm?
It is a charmed effect.
I'm going to use an action to end it.
It is not your turn yet.
Okay. Well, on my action, I will... Yes. On my turn, I will use the action to end it.
Damn, you're trying to hit that Uno reverse, but she hit you with the Uno reverse.
No, she hit you with that, like, hold on for a second. Yeah. Everybody else has to. Everybody else is going to stab you real quick.
She hit you with that Kanye. I'm going to let you finish, but first.
I tried to hit her with that, and she was like, no, I'm not having that.
She conned your gun.
You're about to get jumped.
Yeah, you're about to get
fucking.
No.
Issue command.
That's tough. Hide your thumbs.
Breakfast.
That's what those vampires were all saying right now.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast.
So, because you failed it, it is going to command you to come forward in front of it. You will have to obey that before you can take your action.
Okay.
Step into the light.
It's going to politely request.
The other ones are going to kind of come around.
Then it doesn't really matter if I can do anything or not. If I already follow his... Oh, well, no, because then he can't continue. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
To the light, child.
I guess my invisible self will walk forward.
Okay.
If it's my turn.
It is. And I believe because you lost your invisibility when you cast your spell.
Yes. I believe so.
Yes.
I don't know if it's any spell or if it's an attack spell.
I believe it's any spell.
I
think it's taking an action.
But either way, you're not having a good time.
Let me double check.
Look it up.
Look it up. In this.
We need a rules check guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
He is our rules check
guy. I am the rules check guy. I can't remember everything always, though.
Can't you, though?
I mean, I try.
If I was you, I wanna be me.
Well, I guess I my uninvisible self walks forward.
Okay.
And then when possible, I use my action to end his hold over me.
Yep. So you are now back at yourself. You have used your action and you are at the foot of this vampire that's kind of crouching down towards you with three other vampires spaced out around you.
I'm going to look at him. Look at the guys next to him.
One of them is female.
I'm going to look at her, too. I can't tell the difference.
Fair enough. Reasonable.
I am going to peek behind him up at the top of the staircase.
Yep.
And I'm gone.
Cool.
And then I'm using whatever movement I have left to run as far as I can.
I'd say you were probably maybe like... 10 feet away from it. We'll see. You moved about 10 feet up towards
I got another 50 feet.
Yes. Okay. So you're running back up the stairs.
Yep. I don't know.
Okay.
Run, boy, run.
I guess if I go up a I went down two flights. Down
you went up. Yeah. So there's a sub basement, a basement, and the first floor. You've been on the first floor and the second floor and the sub basement. You have not been in the regular basement.
Okay. I'm gonna run into the regular basement.
Okay. You come out. You're in this little hallway with a door in front of you.
Can I open it?
Absolutely, you can.
Is there anything else in the room?
No, it's just like a little hallway from the staircase to this room. In this room, though.
I bet those vampires are confused as fuck.
Probably.
A little lizard kicked open their door. They ran after it. It disappeared for a while. It showed up again and then just went... And it's gone.
The fuck just happened? What did you put in the coffin?
Actually, I apologize. Something happened when you opened this door.
Shit.
I'm going to need a dex saving throw.
Okay.
We're fine. Everyone's fine. How are you?
Yep.
Okay. That's a 25.
Okay. Nothing happens if you save. Okay, so as you open the door, you realize there's a large hot pot kind of positioned above the doorway, like a middle schooler's prank. Mm-hmm. You're able to step out as it falls and like dumps coals all around you.
That could have been bad.
Yep.
Okay. I assume that also made a loud noise.
It did make a loud... No, because your silence is...
Oh, yeah.
...going.
No, they would have been on the other side of it, so they would have heard that. My silence was at the entrance of the stairs that led down to the giant mound thing.
Oh, so I thought it was on you.
No.
Okay.
It would have been down at the... It would have been at the entrance of that cave.
That would have changed things, but fair enough. Carry on. Cool. So you
No sound would have been able to get past it.
Yes.
So they wouldn't have heard me down in the cave.
It would have triggered something in the cave, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
on. So in this, you're another large T-shaped room. At one far side, there's a staircase. Directly to your left, there's a large double door. Kind of across from you in the little corner by those doors is another door. And then there are two doors also on that wall across.
There's too many doors here.
Wow, it's a large place.
Does the staircase go up or down?
The staircase goes up.
Double doors.
Double doors, okay.
Are they locked?
They are not locked.
Can I open them cautiously?
Okay, you cautiously open them. You're in a large room. It seems to be some kind of sitting room or maybe like a receiving room. It's not as nice as the other ones. Maybe like... a nice minions like sitting room or like
it's just like
offices.
Our quarters.
Gotcha.
And there are two more doors. There's one at the far end and one at the other far end. So if you're like looking this way, door, like desk.
Back to the room I came from.
Back to that room. Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me double check something real quick. That's I'm going to throw a half-rotten fish skeleton into the cushions of one of the chairs.
Nice.
Okay. And then close the door.
Okay.
And how many other doors are in this room? The main room?
The main one that you came from?
Yeah.
The T1?
Yeah.
There are three more doors, not including the one that you came through.
Okay. Can I close the door that I came through?
Yes.
Can I use my lockpick to lock the door?
You can try. Give me a lock picking check.
Okay. Seven.
Nice.
As you're like taking out your lock pick and fiddling with it, you realize that there's just like a latch that you can just like lock it.
Fair. I don't pay attention to things sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna lock that.
Because you're fussing with it. You're like, this is so difficult. And you're just like...
Why isn't this working? Oh. Okay, so I'm going to lock this, and then I'm going to move to the next door over, I guess.
Next door over. Okay. Cool. As you pop it open, it looks like there's a little, like, storage chest. And there's, like, a couple gold coins just kind of scattered on the floor.
All right, not what I'm looking for. Next door. Close it. Next door.
Next door. This is a closet. It seems like there's a bunch of storage.
Close it. Next door.
Armor. This is the same closet, just the other end of it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, wow, that's
dialed in.
That's weird.
And then there's a staircase leading up.
I guess I'll go up the staircase. Invisible again. On the ceiling.
Visible on the ceiling, going up the staircase. Okay.
This isn't going how I would have liked it. I feel like the door, the two doors up to the side of the giant cave thing are probably what I need to get to, but I just got to find a way back.
Why are you lost?
Because
you are lost.
I am.
Okay.
I was hoping to find something to help me.
There is a... as you come up these stairs, there's a large, beautiful stained glass window on one side and a door in front of you.
I take 5 seconds to appreciate the stained glass.
Okay.
I am going to... I don't have any items that can help me, really. Grant's Ulna's not going to help.
It might.
My pull
Grant's up, Ulna always helps.
Emotional support, Ulna.
I'm put one more radio signal out to Ulrich, and I guess I will cautiously open the door in front of me. I got nowhere else to go, so.
Door opens into kind of like this, it's a really large landing with another staircase.
More stairs, okay. Are the stairs going up?
These stairs.
They're not going up or down, it's just flat stairs.
they go up and then down, yeah. And up and then down.
The stairs are going up.
Yeah.
All
right. Who would build this?
I guess I'll go up.
Okay.
Because if it's not in the basement, it's going to be in one of the two towers we saw. Is my thinking.
They're all in the seat for a third tower was made.
Okay. You are now up on the third floor. It's cool. You come out, again, the landing. It looks like there's a side hallway that goes down, and then it opens into this large circular room with a spiral staircase.
Is there a door? Did I go through a door?
There's not a door. It's all okay. Open.
So
you can either go enter this circular room, or you can go down the hallway and see what's down the hallway.
Can I peek into the circular room?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's in it?
It is a large spiral staircase that does seem to be going both up and down.
Is it the same spiral staircase?
Different spiral staircase.
And the other one's just a hallway?
The other one is a hallway that then leads to the end and then a turn.
You know, fuck really it, we ball. It. I'm going to go up the spiral staircase.
You're going up the staircase. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my.
So as you go up the staircase, you keep going up and up and up. And up, and you figure out very quickly you are in a tower because it doesn't let off anywhere.
I kind of guess that. Yeah.
Famous words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get up to get down.
Actually,
so jump around.
Yep. So you're going up another floor, another floor, another floor.
I'm going all the way up.
Going all the way. So it does stop, and there is a little like entrance, like a little like parapet walkway. To the other tower.
That's my bad. Sorry, everybody.
Maybe not on the carpet. Maybe on the nice waterproof table.
Yeah.
No.
What? Pours it.
What's a carpet if not a sponge?
True. Okay, so there's a door. I'm going through it.
I mean, he has napkins.
Oh, napkins.
So is it locked?
I'm putting on my phone.
I'm like, no, it's like it's an open to a little parapet. Yeah. And leading across, you can see another tower.
Can you define parapet?
Yes.
A pair
I'm
of
hoping
armpits.
I'm doing it correctly. It is a stone walkway with the little like castle ridges on the sides, leading over to another.
Okay. Can I go through there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's open. It's as nice a day as you can get in Sylvania. You come across.
Complete shit.
There's a little spiral staircase and then a large balcony, and you realize as you're stepping out very, very stealthily. There are a couple vampires sitting there, keeping watch over the lands.
I remember I knocked one off the roof earlier.
Yep. He has another friend.
There was nothing back in the top of the tower.
You didn't go all the way up yet.
I thought I said I went all the way up.
Oh, and then I said that you could have stopped and gone out.
Oh, no. If I could go up higher, I would have gone up higher. Okay. That's my bad.
You keep going up until eventually you're at the very tippity top. And you're in a large circular room with a couple chests in it.
Can I lock the door behind me?
It's not really a door. It's just like the stairs lead up.
It's just an empty. Okay. Can I approach one of the chests?
Yes. I will say also in each of the compass throws cardinal directions, there is a large window. It's pretty outside.
Okay.
As pretty as you can get here. For a dead, desolate land. It's a nice view.
Gotcha.
Approaching the chest.
Yes.
There are four chests, one under each window.
They're under the window?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Can I let the shadows around my body coalesce in front of me into a hand?
Sure.
Can I knock on one of the chests in front of me?
You hear a wooden...
Can I open the chest?
Sure. The chest opens.
Is there anything in it?
There are some winter cloaks, there is some trail rations, and there are some weapons.
I'm going to take the rations.
A bologna sandwich.
I guess I will do the same with the rest of the...
Okay. You end up with about 2 weeks worth of rations.
Nice.
Give me a quick investigation check on them.
That's a 13.
They smell a little funky, but like it's human food. It always
that doesn't
funky.
Bother me.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's what you get.
Oh, shit. About how long has passed?
You are no longer weeping. It has been for all of that probably about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Okay.
So you guys in the throne room, what are you guys?
I'm going to use the sending stone that I have to contact Gregor. Gregor, I may have gotten lost. This didn't go as I had planned. Help.
So, Gregor, you are fairly recently resurrected, sipping on a health potion.
Sipping on gin.
I believe we ended with you having one level of exhaustion from the ordeal your soul went through.
All sounds right.
Shame.
And you hear this little voice of Ack, and you guys do have 1 minute of communication.
So you're lost?
Yeah, I'm up in one of the towers. I went down to the basement, and there was this big thing, and it threw a rock at me, but I threw it back.
Yep.
And I didn't see there were two more doors I didn't go through because some vampires showed up, and then I ran away, and now I'm in one of the towers
Which tower?
Can I tell?
You're the tallest tower.
The tallest tower.
You're the biggest tower.
Biggest tower.
Okay. We're on the way.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
You want me to hang tight?
Yeah, I mean, or maybe start making our way back towards us, meet in the middle. If possible.
Bet, I got you.
Cool.
All right, bye. See you soon. Yep. Love you, bye.
Yeah, that was less than a minute. Way to go, guys.
Guys, so we got to go to the big tower. That's where Ack is. He's held down. Well, he's not held down, but he's lost. So we got to go get him. But there's definitely some bullshit in between us and him, so, like, let's be ready.
Okay, cool. We're on
our prep time. I'm always ready.
I believe the backup squad is still in Gaunt's pocket dimension.
They'll be fine.
You mean Jurgen?
Jurgen, sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
who's
Gaunt's dead?
R.I.P.
Never heard of him.
He kind of went out like a fucking Chad, though.
Sure.
He went out like something.
Yeah.
He went out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The immediate decision of, like, I don't recognize that sky. Dude, imagine if it was just a cloudy day.
Like, nah, bro, like that's not the same sky, dog. That's different.
Just the weather. Nah.
Or the window pane just gave it like a weird color.
It's tinted windows.
Dude, imagine if he was like, he woke up in like some room in your house that he'd never been in. So we go in and check on him. Like, oh my God.
Or if it's just like a minor illusion of a sky just to make people like feel good being there, you know?
Ain't gonna get
in
him
his
like
defense,
that.
The sky was like black and purple.
I'm just saying, dude.
Hey, that's a storm. That's literally a storm.
Yeah. like actual purple.
Imagine that. Like, yeah, he was just in Metorica, but like.
He was just, he woke up someone... in the backseat of a tinted early 2000s Honda Civic.
Fuck, I killed myself.
with everyone trying to. We're going to wrap here with everyone trying to begin Operation Find Ack and figure out what's happening.
This didn't Operation go the way I wanted whack. It to. This did not go the way I wanted it to at all.
It's all right.
It's all good.
It can't always.
The fight didn't go the way I wanted to.
True.
I died and found out I'm not going to Valhalla, dude.
You accomplished something.
I didn't do shit, dude.
You specifically
did like everything. Know what I did?
You tanked.
I tanked like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I soaked it.
That is your position. That is what you do for the party, and you do it well.
Didn't hear no bell.
Mm-hmm.
But all right.
I mean, there was a bell.
But. Damn. All right.
It's stage fright. It's fine.
Sponsors.
Yes. We got VB Health. They got some good gubbins.
Yeah.
Hooked it. Oh.
They got some new stuff.
Yeah. Excited.
Really excited.
Right,
really excited. Yeah.
They got us the goods.
Yeah. And we also have Fan Roll.
We do.
Send our love to them.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Buy dice. Absolute go buy kings. Some.
Buy the DJ.
Yeah,
link. In the description. Boom, there it is.
Can't play without it.
Yep, my melding. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to patrons.
Throw it up.
Yes. We love all y'all.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all the shit.
Yeah. The goats.
Go check it out.
Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Anything right. else? Anyone?
I think that's all.
Any announcements?
I mean, hopefully we'll be able to get kind of back on schedule. There was a lot of health issues going on with various relatives of ours, so we've just been really busy lately. Everything's going good.
A lot of life events.
Yep.
Yeah, just a lot of life stuff going on, but things are kind of mellowing out a bit, so hopefully we'll be back on track. So thank you for your patience.
We appreciate it.
Much appreciated.
We do.
On a happier note, I recently went to a bachelor party, who the bachelor was one of our patrons, if you know who you are.
Yep, you
know. Yeah.
And
you know what you did
while crushing beers, you know, dude was just talking like we're just breaking down. Like, about so about it was funny.
We love you all very much.
We'll catch you guys next time.
But some more than others.
Bye.